Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder fire bomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Salman is from Egypt and has a wife and five children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the three sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States and negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News. Canadian wildfires still causing air quality concerns in parts of the United States. ABC meteorologist Jeff Smith has more on that and some other weather issues hitting the country.
We're tracking smoke and storms. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires, of course, and storms along a cold front extending from the Great Lakes down to the south. Now, that smoke will just cause hazy skies over much of the east, no big air quality issues. But there could be air quality concerns over parts of Missouri, Iowa, all the way up to the UP of Michigan. Improving air quality, fortunately, over parts of Minnesota. Meanwhile, Saharan dust will be impacting Florida by Thursday. Dry air will limit storms and dirty sky will make for colorful sunsets.
The Justice Department saying two Chinese nationals smuggled a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the U.S. The two, who said they were conducting research, were found to be carrying a rare fungus that can potentially kill crops and make humans sick. The DOJ says the fungus was so harmful they're treating it as a national security matter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC, insurance insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. All right. Well, the winning continues in our statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest from WRCO and Civic Media. Your chance to win things like, well, maybe some Brewer Club tickets or $100 in cash. Date with Henry Bray. That isn't in there. Anyway, grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation as well. The Scani Summer Text to Win contest word of the hour this hour is grill. G-R-I-L-L, grill. So text that in and be a part of the contest, the proceedings. You get a chance to be in the hourly drawing and also in the grand prize drawing. So spread the word. And, of course, you can download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, or simply text it to 608-647-4155. This hour's word is grill.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share EBT and SNAP Quest cards are also welcome, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compere Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 77. It'll be a fairly nice day. Northwest to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 52. Thursday, very nice with partly cloudy skies and a high of 78. Friday, 75 with a 30% chance of a light shower. East to southeast winds currently at 2 miles per hour. It's a nice cool morning. We're up 1 from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 53.
Hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Singing these blues. All I really need is a
bragging, but I just ain't home. I ain't picking no flowers from the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the ride at the end of my arms. At the end of my arms. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. The devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. A sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. That the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
A little good news. Shaboozy on WRCO. Well, let's see. What is it today? A few things to celebrate. It's National Safe Day. Shopping Cart Day. It's Old Maid's Day. Okay? Not sure if you're supposed to play the game Old Maid. I used to get really mad at that and throw my cards. I just, that would really test my sportsmanship. It's National Cheese Day. All right, we can celebrate that during June Dairy Month here in Wisconsin. Yeah, I like cheese, old and new. I like my curd, but it has to be at room temperature. Don't put it in the fridge. And then if you do, you've got to resuscitate it in the microwave for a few seconds. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO will play Factor Hanko in a few.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Summer's coming, the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in the river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Line on a
Lainey Wilson. Hang tight, honey. Hank is near. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, too. We'll check out some notes for you today. We're at 54 sunny degrees. Again, if you missed our word to text in to be a part of the statewide Scotty Summer Contest, this hour's word is grill, G-R-I-L-L. Grill, like what Hank does, so what he grills. He grills what he gets off his grill of his car sometimes, too. But nonetheless, we'll have more coming up here from WRCO during an action-packed Wednesday.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Your first choice for better health.
Learn how to recognize suicide tendencies. Join us for Safe Talk, a free four-hour class that teaches you how to create a life-saving connection. RSVP to save your spot on June 18th at the Richland Hospital and Clinics from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch will be provided. Sign up online at richlandhospital.com.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, brother?
No, I meant to tell you, I was baptized once.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was so big they had to do it in SeaWorld.
Is that right? Boom.
Yep, yep.
And they're off.
And yes. It's off and running.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anyway, how was your evening?
Well, it was good.
You had a night off?
An unexpected night off.
Yes.
We were set to go. In fact, had equipment loaded, and I got an email from Richland Center Athletic Director Laura Selgeby at 2 o'clock that the game was going to be pushed back to today.
We were on the countdown of firing off.
We were getting ready. Yep. I'm guessing the ladies were probably about ready to get on the bus, too.
I'm sure they were.
If you're going to Prairie View Sheen, so. Yeah,
including Jamie.
Well, I am too. Yeah, right. Yeah. But nonetheless, that one got pushed back. It's a real kind of puzzle to put together to figure out who's playing, who's played, you know, where they play. And there were a few played yesterday. Congratulations to the Boscobel Bulldog baseball team.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting a win over a number one seed last night.
And weren't they number one or two in the state as well?
Yeah, Seneca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Seneca's had a good season as well. But you and I, we called it.
We did.
I said that way back when. You play in that SWAL.
You just get beat up and learn to win.
Turn around and, yeah. I mean, even the years that Boscobel has gone to state, I believe it was in 99, didn't win the conference, but went to state. You know, I mean, you get battle tested every night.
And you do.
There you go.
You do. You get battle tested and you take your bumps, but you also give some. And James Marks, the head coach over there, does a nice job.
Is it true that they had a squeeze play to walk it off last night?
Well, in the bottom, the top of the seventh.
Top of the seventh. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a walk-off then. They were on the road.
So, and that's James Mark's bread and butter, as he calls it. He is. He's really good at it.
1-0 the final.
1-0 the final, and that's all you need.
Yep.
So, Stan Grimm texted me last night and said it sounded like a great ball game, and it probably was.
Yeah, for both sides. A lot of pitching and defense.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, James Marks lighting it up over there in Boscobel. Good for him.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, truth, fact, or fiction, I taught James Marks everything he knew.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I hired him as a JV coach when I was coaching.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then you taught him everything you knew, and like 10 seconds later, I was done. Let him go.
Let him go by himself. He didn't learn nothing from me, but he's a heck of a coach.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so we're going where today?
Well,
we're
going to Prairie du Chien.
I just go where you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So I set the coordinates, and we're off to go.
Right, right. We rented a limo. You're going to drive. I'm going to sleep in the back, and there we go.
It's weird, though.
What's that?
Every time we do go somewhere, I'm always driving. Have you noticed that? Well, a couple years ago, it was a Blair Taylor. Last year, it was to Milwaukee.
Do you want to ride in the Vibe?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll drive. I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I mean, it's 20 years old, but I don't have a problem. I'd drive it anywhere. So you want to ride in the Vibe, it's just not as comfortable is all.
I'll drive, sir.
All right. It's up to you.
You like to fall asleep.
So I do. You know, when I'm driving. But and then we have to head to Blair Taylor, too, somewhere along the line. That's a good.
That'd be tomorrow?
2-hour-plus drive.
I'm going to wear headphones.
Are you?
Yeah.
They can't hear me snoring.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you should wear headphones.
Oh, well, that's probably true. Then I don't have to listen to the Henry Bray show.
A little Hank DeFacto for you today.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peru is the only country that can be typed on one row of a quartery board.
What? Peru?
Peru.
I'm thinking of home row. Is that what you mean?
No, the only country that can be typed on a row.
On a row.
On a row. Doesn't say the home keys. It just says on a row of a quartery board.
Okay, I'll say that's true.
Let's see. Fact, and the only U.S. state can be typed on one row of a quartery keyboard. And we'll let you work on that one out for yourself.
I was trying to think about it in my head. Yeah.
Yeah, some tough ones.
No. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
All right, I just tried it.
Hello, are we still on the air?
Are we on? I hit delete. What?
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Q is the only word in the English language that is still pronounced the same way when the last four letters are removed. Q. Q-U-E-U-E. Q.
Hmm. Okay. I'll say it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. That took a little thinking, a little thought on your play. Uh-huh.
In 1961, 152 black cats turned up for an audition to star in a movie.
I'm going to say it was that darn cat Disney film. I'll say it's true.
No, it's not true. Or that is a fact. It is true.
Yeah.
Okay, but the part was for the title character in the film adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's 1843 short story, The Black Cat. Ah. Forget about it. A well-known professional cat got the role.
Yeah, I wonder what they had to do. Do they have to sing
I don't know.
A Broadway song? Or,
what, or you type know? Peru?
Yeah. Or that was before Meow Mix.
You know what? We could sell a single for that.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah.
Snakes can limit their resting energy consumption because they are cold-blooded. This means they avoid digesting their vital stores of protein needed for survival. Some species can decrease their metabolism by up to 72%. Is that true or false? Was that Hanko or truth?
I'll say it's true.
It is true. It's very true.
Wow.
And I wish I could increase my metabolism by 72%. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that way you could eat what you cook, you know, yeah. Those late night concoctions that you
I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune cookies originated in China.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is a bunch of Hanko. Fortune cookies aren't part of Chinese culture at all. Japanese Americans invented this cookie in California. We're all fortunate to get this one correct. We predict you did.
All right. I'm always hesitant to read them because
yes.
I mean, I'm like, it sometimes I don't want it to, you know, scare me, you know, like the end is near or something like that, you know?
Yeah, you never know. You never.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. Every day is a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Very true. You got to live it.
Yep. Yep. In 2006, a guy named Chris Putman hacked into Facebook and made thousands of profiles look like MySpace profiles. Facebook hired him.
That name sounds familiar. I'll say it's true.
It is true. Yeah, it is true. In the shellfish community, it is the crustacean group, shrimp, lobsters, crabs, that causes the greatest number of allergic reactions. Many shellfish allergic people can tolerate mollusk, I don't know, such as scallops, oysters, clams, and mussels. However, anyone with shellfish allergy symptoms can consult with an allergist before eating any kind of shellfish.
I'm going to say it's true.
It's true. Too many words, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, mollusks. Scallops. I've
never heard oysters. Of that.
Yeah. You don't like seafood that well, do you?
I like crab legs. Oh,
you like crab
meat? Mm-hmm. I like crab legs.
That's good.
You know, I don't like the imitation, but I like the crab legs.
Uh-huh.
So, dipped in butter.
Dipped in butter.
That's why my shadow weighs 26 pounds.
Good call. All right.
About 60% of Mormons live outside the United States.
How many percent?
60. About 60% of all Mormons live outside of the United States.
I'm going to say that's false.
Nope, that's true.
Is it true?
Yeah, North America has more Mormons than any other continent, but more than half of all Mormons live outside the U.S.
I would have said it was the opposite. All right.
Yeah. In Japan, it's illegal to wear mismatched socks in public schools, Phil.
Well, I'm guessing that's probably true.
No, that's a bunch of Hanko. Dress codes are strict, but no national sock law.
Good thing it's not the case for radio, because getting up at 3:50 a.m., sometimes my socks don't match.
Why even put socks on?
I mean, well, just because I don't want my feet to hurt my shoes.
In Florida, Phil, if you park an elephant at a meter, you must pay the fee.
Well, I would guess you're taking up space. Yep. I'd say that's true.
It's true. From when circuses were big, it's still on the books.
Park your elephant.
Yeah.
That'd be a double space, I would think.
One more, young man. In New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp soup in public.
I'm going to say that's true.
Nope, that's a bunch of Hanko. No soup slurping laws here.
Oh, man. All right.
So, anyway.
You got to be careful to know where you're at.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I'm guessing that slurping soup in Arkansas is probably prohibited, isn't it? Or not?
No, they just, that's how we eat down there.
Oh, that's right. No utensils, just...
No, you got fingers.
Yeah, use your hands.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, buddy, have a great day, and I will see you tonight.
You'll see me soon.
Will I?
Well, probably.
Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat. Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
June 4th in history, 1942, the World War II naval battle of Midway began, which resulted in a decisive American victory against Japan and marked a turning point in the war in the Pacific. 1942. Another iconic moment of the 1980s, I was on the street in Madison, Wisconsin, when I saw the album placed in the window at a record store. June 4th, 1984, Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen's album was released. 1991, Billy Crystal received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that's a look at some notes and iconic moments from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Here we go with our birthday VIPs today. Happy birthday to Spencer Nelson. Have a great day from Grandma Diane and Grandpa David. And happy birthday to Spencer with love from Mom, Alana, Wesley, and Elise. Have a great day, Spencer. All of the school kids kind of winding it down there. Some of the schools out already. A few have finals this week as well, so we're getting down there. Happy birthday to Charlene Wu from St. Mary's School. Carrie Severson, have a great day, from Mom. To Annette Clark from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Maggie Frawley, from Joe, Mark, and Keisha. And to Mama Maggie from Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. To Judy Shadowald from the suburbs of Twin Bluffs, have a great day. Derek Green Sr. from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Also, a young lady with a birthday in Spring Green. Happy birthday to the lovely and talented Mary Beth Legal and future daughter-in-law, 1 month, Olivia Smith from Ralph. Happy birthday today. Greetings on this Wednesday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Luke Selar, to Alyssa Cup and Jim Lippy Loffenberg, to Macy Joe Ostrander, to Whitney Thompson, Alyssa Winger. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy wishes to Philip Carley from Mom Kevin and the rest of the family. RC Lions with wishes for Carrie Severson, Emma Lewis, to Caden Muller, and also to Kelsey Collins and Brad Rowan. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Joanne Amell, Annette Clark, and Craig Pauls. Happy anniversary, Don and Sue Wallace. Happy anniversary to Tim and Tony Gunningham from Mom and Dave. To Bud and Penny Schwanz from Dave, Anita, and the whole family. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday from residents and staff of Schmidt-Woodland Hills to Linda Shoemaker. And a happy anniversary wish to Rick and Susan Orsburn from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Schmidt-Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac de Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt-Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
56 at 742.
You're the only world I know. You're the one I can't let go. You're my laughter and my tears. And I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. You're the one I can't let go. Ooh.
one love all the way. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know.
Remember, this hour's word to text in is grill. We'll have more later on today. Phil Nee, hoping you have an awesome day. And Joanne Krulantz is next with our news update for a Wednesday morning.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships in Chetsfield, Seed and Such. An air quality alert is in effect until noon today. Patchy fog early, otherwise gradually decreasing clouds and mild, a high of 77. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 52. After a low this morning of 52, it's 56 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulantz. The Department of Natural Resources says people should be limiting their time outdoors. Smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to affect the air quality across the state and could be hazardous to everyone, and not just those with respiratory illnesses and the elderly. You should stay indoors as much as possible, keep your doors and windows closed, and use air filtration masks when outdoors. The air quality is expected to last through Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced the recall of several items. Springville Meat and Cold Storage Company, Incorporated in Utah, is recalling approximately 15,000 pounds of heat-treated, shelf-stable, ready-to-eat beef jerky, beef snack stick products, and voluntarily inspected elk, venison, and buffalo jerky products due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. The product contains anchovies, a known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. The beef jerky and beef stick items were produced on various dates from May 30, 2023 to May 30, 2025. There are multiple product labels and lot codes associated to the recall. The products subject to recall bear establishment number EST20528 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. A public health alert for ground beef products that may be contaminated with E. coli. The raw ground beef item was produced on May 22nd and 23rd, 2025. The one-pound vacuum-packed packages of Organic Rancher organic ground beef, 85% lean, 15% fat, with user freeze-by 06/19/25 and 6/20/25, as represented on the packaging. The product bears establishment number EST4027 inside the USDA mark of inspection. This item was shipped to distributor locations in Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, and Maryland, and was further distributed to Whole Foods Market retail locations nationwide. And Sulu Organics LLC, a Bartlett, Illinois establishment, is recalling approximately 6,000 pounds of pork lard and beef tallow products that were produced without the benefit of federal inspection. The pork lard and beef tallow items were produced on various dates from December 2024 to March 2025. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide and do not bear the USDA mark of inspection. Consumers who have purchased any of these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. Today is Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. As the state begins to warm up, you should pay closer attention to the health and well-being of yourself and loved ones throughout the warmer months. To encourage everyone to take steps to prevent heat-related illnesses or deaths, Governor Tony Evers declared June 4th as Heat Awareness Day. High temperatures, especially when combined with humidity, can quickly cause heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion or heat stroke. The National Weather Service issues advisories for high heat to help warn people of these potential dangers. People of all ages are at risk of getting heat-related illnesses. While extreme heat can put everyone at risk of heat illnesses, the heat health risks are greatest for infants and children, older adults, people who are pregnant, people who work or exercise in the heat, people without a home, and people with chronic conditions such as breathing difficulties, heart conditions, mental health conditions, diabetes, kidney diseases, or obesity. In 2024, two heat-related deaths occurred in Wisconsin, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 668 Wisconsinites also visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year. During periods of intense heat, DHS urges people to watch for early signs of heat illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps, whether they're at home, working outdoors, or participating in outdoor activities. Ready Wisconsin and DHS recommend following these tips to beat the heat and stay safe during heat waves. Remain inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible during the hottest parts of the day. Call 211 to find an accessible cool place near you. If you don't have access to air conditioning or a basement, take a cool shower, soak your feet or arms in cold water, or place a cool wet cloth on your forehead. Keep your windows covered to avoid direct sunlight. Drink plenty of fluids and avoid alcoholic caffeinated or high sugar drinks. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Never leave a child or pet unattended inside a parked car. After just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of a car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Seek medical attention right away. If you develop heat stroke symptoms such as confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, body temperature above 104 degrees, or nausea and vomiting, check in with loved ones and neighbors during heat waves, especially if they last a few days. Check for signs of heat illness and make sure that they are cool and hydrated. Limit your pet's time outdoors and make sure they have access to fresh drinking water. If the pavement is too hot for your hands, it is too hot for their paws. During periods of intense heat, each National Weather Service Forecast Office uses multiple tools to assess the potential for heat-related health issues. One of those tools is the heat index, which measures how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. The National Weather Service uses these tools to issue the following heat-related alerts as conditions warrant. An extreme heat warning is issued when the maximum heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees or higher and not go below 75 for a heat index the morning prior or after. If the maximum heat index will be between 100 and 104 for 4 days in a row, a warning will be issued. Heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an extreme heat event within the next 1 to 3 days. A heat advisory is issued when the heat index temperature is expected to be 100 degrees or higher. If the maximum heat index will be between 95 and 99 for 4 days in a row, then an advisory will also be issued. The outlooks are issued when the potential exists for an excessive heat event in the next 3 to 7 days. For more tips on preparing for heat waves, at readywisconsin.wi.gov/extreme-heat or preventing heat-related illnesses at dhs.wisconsin.gov/climate/weather/heatillness.htm. Richland Center City Administrator Ashley Oliphant shared with the council last night that the City, County, and Simons Foundation have been awarded an innovation planning grant in the amount of $62,000. This grant is for shared services, thus the three entities working together for analysis for the future operations of Simons. She added that the city has also been awarded a $32,000 award for its GIS mapping system. Oliphant also gave an update on pool maintenance needed as the Woodman Aquatic Center begins to age. She added the system is very sophisticated and cost a lot of money to maintain. She added, with every challenge, people have stepped up to help. The council considered rezoning a tax parcel at 26554 County Highway O, which currently houses LP tanks for Feral Gas. While reviewing the area, it was determined that the parcel had been used for this purpose, which is prohibited in a commercial district. No records allowing the storage of tanks could be located. After receiving notification of the violation, the agent owner opted to pursue rezoning the parcel. The Planning Commission moved the request forward for approval by the council. Both zoning administrator Matt Williams and corporate counsel Michael Windell both voiced opposition to approving this request due to the comprehensive plan the council has already approved, as well as it would lead to spot zoning. Talk then ensued on the possibility of swapping land that would fulfill the needs of both parties. In order for a swap to work, it would have to be zoned for industrial use, which is different from the industrial park. The council moved to postpone a decision at this time.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Wednesday, June 4th. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held Thursday at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet, died April 28th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet from 9 until 11, with a funeral service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing or hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
A reminder, the Village of Blue River will be flushing hydrants today through Friday. Residents are advised that water may look rusty and discolor clothes if washing, but is safe. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington Correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open.